The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. It is the best in the city. Hey, Tuesday, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're in for a great ride musically. My top 10 at 10 is Kwaito versus house music. So get ready. You're going to be sweating in a good way, okay? I'm thinking we must change that hashtag. The lies told by lovers. Yeah. Yeah. The lies told by lovers. Most outrageous lie ever were you told. What was it? And for some reason, love says, ay, man, kinniti, man. Kinniti. Hmm? You probably even laughed at disbelief, but you're like, ay, shame. Umokoning, utlaring. Must lie just to get out of it, all right? So what is it? What was the lie? You told the lie once, right? It's no secret that when it comes to relationship, a little lie here and there, you know, will get you out of trouble. However, there are those lies that are so outrageous, man. You couldn't believe your ears when your partner said them to you, or you couldn't believe yourself. This is what you are saying. Example, okay. Hello, Ika. I lied about my name because I didn't think our relationship would last. A year later, we're still together, and I realized then, I had to tell the truth, but I didn't know how. It was a mess. And I told my mom laughed at me. There you go. You see? Maybe she told you, ay, man. Or maybe you said, ay, man. No, that's my younger sister. And her child. The most outrageous lie. Hence the hashtag. The lies told by lovers.
The most outrageous lie I've told, and I hope he's not listening, Gajola Ube Uti, my side man is actually my gay best friend.
What? Out of the office to run to the parking lot and listen from your car, Mubalawa. Nice voice, no, thank you. The Manhattans, you send me. I hope that put a smile on your face. The lies you are told by your lover.
Now, the most outrageous lie I've told a good see during a relationship was, yes. I lied about my name, Katipita Lerato. And then, Nale Abuti, during the dance, my mind trusted Kure, and I was not feeling Abuti. So Abuti kept on calling me, Lerato, Lerato, Lerato. You know, my mind is not there. I'm like, Hakida. So, when I came to, obviously the guy was hurt, Hore. I mean, during the dance, I mean, his ego was bruised. So yes. I said, no, can I less stress? I'm so stressed out. I go, hi, there's a lot that is happening. And.
Yeah. Come on, have fun with this. You told a lie, you were told a lie. Refido RT, he lied about his age. I thought women do that. No, he said he's 39. And Kinna Oden, you know, I'm planning his 40th birthday. I buy the cake for 40 years. Got the balloon. All with the 40 on it. And then his friends are like, hey, this guy is 42. Eh? Umpala refila are bafana the boys. Hashtag lies we're told by lovers. 3 teaspoons on why.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
I wanted to tell you why you lie, Maratatar. Talk about the outrageous lies. Okay, here are the outrageous lies told by lovers. My cousin is getting married. Mara, actually, it's his wedding. We've seen it, ne? Again, kabo di long weekend deso. Yeah, kasa ay, kante ay, wilo chat. Number two, here's the one I don't get. Ladies, why do you lie about this? I don't have kids. What? Why do you lie about that? No, I don't have kids. Can't I? Back at the ranch. Give fruit salad. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons and the lies, outrageous lies that is, told by lovers. That item of clothing or some piece of something in the car. No. Yeah? Or should I say how lipstick? No, yeah. You know you left it here. Yeah. no. I what? That I. Spray cell. I spray cell as Spanish like cousin. Can't you know? Boyza. Side dish was visiting for the weekend. Two genders. Men, women. They tell lies differently. Who lied to you about what? Hashtag lies told by lovers. Asha Mudala Nijalomang. Mudala. But then.
I wish I could write it like as a book, you know, like a, you know that book that you take with you when you're going to do the number two?
Yeah.
You know, because you need comedic relief or
something. That's right.
Like even the quotes in your like no context, no nothing.
What am I just some quotes.
Yeah, just, I mean, I could tell you a whole story. But anyway, I know we all lie about body counts, but that's a story for another day.
Yes.
But I once dated a guy who said to me, "Gubo bayam foster guti bastroele usiswake," you know?
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. So now there was this whole wedding. So I'm like, "Oh, okay. My partner's sister's getting married. Obviously, sizoe." At no, bati lo mshatolo agmelang guzavan bangapand. Ah. Ang bonisa guti no ba kipe nendo angu agoya bevaya inyu castle.
Yes. Yes.
No, you know? And it's like, yeah, but I'm forced to go to Namela Hambenu, so I can young kinto. Because now, you know, we're practicing step. Pardon me. And he's always with this particular person. I'm like, why are you standing in front? He's like, no, I need to, it's my sister's wedding. And the groom, uy, soja. He said the groom has been deployed, so he's standing in for the groom. Ubanu groom, waba uyelo tsotso. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like,
no.
I couldn't. You know, it only hit me when the pictures of the actual wedding came out.
Because
ugel ukogila, I mean,
and everything.
But tradition, but outfit of a guy is different to the other groomsmen.
Yes.
Because I'm the big brother, husband, groom. But yeah, I'll hear.
What lie have you told?
I don't lie, Uncle T. I'm just economical with the truth. Very economical.
And she economically holds the truth away from us.
Thank you. I'm doing well now. You don't lie. Do you lie?
I'm very boring, and I've dated equally boring people.
Okay.
When I hear stories like Umbali, I'm like, no. It cannot be. It can only be in films. It's a movie.
Yeah.
And these are people's lives. And then I'm like, I've dated boring people.
You've never lied about being at the farm? Come on.
No, I think the biggest lie I've ever told is that it's not you, it's me. It's literally probably the biggest lie I've ever told to somebody because it's actually him. It's all him.
Was this just for soft landing?
It's a soft landing. And also, you know, when you open up those conversations, now you must, you know, get his opinion on things, but you've decided I'm out and I need a quick getaway where there's going to be no negotiations, and you just say, it's not you.
No, it's not
it's
you.
Me. I need to work on me.
Yeah.
I need to be a better person.
And I need this time.
Yeah, and I feel like you deserve better.
Honestly, you really deserve better.
Yeah. You're such an amazing man, and you're going to make somebody such a great husband one day. And I just don't feel like I'm that person. And I'm keeping you away from your happiness.
What was the one lie you were told? And you were like, this is outrageous, Mara.
Hey, Pratina, I lied upon my age. And then Kasiya laptop or a lady movie. And then after the movie, go on to straight to my document. That's where she find out. And then I go away late to go on put this away. Then go on la magaga. I had to lie again. What I man do a pillar kitchen jamuaka because negatala polo.
Why do you lie about your age, though?
The most outrageous lie I've told, and I hope he's not listening, Gajela Ube Uti, my side man is actually my gay best friend.
The
lie was, we are just office mates. We work together. Nothing else. We work together. Nothing else. That's the lie.
The girls. Look about D. This is just a game. D.
Hi, Prati. I'm Pelakana Kongo Hashova. So, brother, say,
ke mothotsi na le ntotsi ke ditholang mo founung ke amutisa ke renden ho tsa halanyano a tsiba tsanga ras mothare mamana lethe kopa o nyala hape he ka re nyale hape tshilo ya magadi le monna a pratili no ntse ke yemetse tshilo ya magadi hore o tla nyala hape o itse itla tsa monna e kae
maka monate I guess that's why you're smiling because o buditse maka a monate lies you told lies you were told. Call me. What lie have you told in love?
In love?
Mm-hmm.
That I've got a tiny waist. Because also I do a lot of online dating, so... you can create all the images that you want. Size 7, sana.
Yeah.
That time, it's a whole size 9, but it's... 7, 9, day one. Typo. You know what I mean?
What lie have you been told?
Oh!
All right. We don't have the whole day. Come on.
The rubbishes I've dated. Okay. Well, I mean, I get along with this guy, but, you know, he lied about his child.
Yeah.
So I met this guy online. Right. And he told me, okay, he has a son. His son is 2 years old. Sharp. Me being me and me being crazy, I did my investigative journalism.
Ay, yeah, yeah.
And then I found out this child is about like a month old. In other words, we started dating as your son was being born.
Chesa.
And then he lied again. I said, okay, so how old is your son? He's like, no, he's 4. And I'm like, so you don't know how old your son is? Because according to research, you said he's 2 months ago, but now he's 4. Talk to me about progressive aging. How does that work in your life? So I said, A, B, or C, multiple choice. A month, 2 years old, 4 years old. Pick one. He's like, And then we broke up after that. And I was like, you're a liar.
You wouldn't entertain a guy unless he tells you a little sweet lie.
No. You can't tell me lies.
A sweet lie?
No. There's like, nothing sweet about lies. Like, tell me everything.
Like, umuhle.
Okay, first of all, what do you mean? Ndadimulo, please. Talk to me. What do you mean it's a lie? No, I need you to answer this question. Uzamtin, if you said this to me in my teen years, I believe you.
I'll carry you.
Keeping up the group average. please. Dimhle, please. Wow. Irrelevant.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
My man, let's not forget the biggest lie lovers tell each other.
Yeah.
I won't ever give up on you. That's the biggest lie because at the end of the day, people end up giving up on each other. The biggest lie we ever tell each other. That's the biggest one. That's the biggest one, Tibos.
Mara, that's a sweet lie. You know, there are lies. This one is a sweet lie, man. It really is. No? Violet, hi. Vai.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Manyati.
How are you, Fati?
I'm good, V.
Good.
Yes. Yeah, so...
The topic today is hectic, eh?
Yeah, tell me.
We talk so many lies. I don't want to lie. We talk so many lies in the relationship.
Yeah.
But my best... You know my person. My, you know, I've dated this guy, and then he was like spiritual so much, you know. He was believing so much in the ancestors and everything, you know. So I wanted to go through his phone, you know, to check what's going on there. Now I wake up at night, you know, and then I wake up and I check and I see, there's a lot going on there. And I'm like, you know what, I check your phone. My grannies also wake me up and say, I must go there and check and see what was happening, you know. So I had to lie about it. And then he believed me. And look, I could just see that he believed me. Because, you know, because he's ancestral, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was my best, you know. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Violet.
So, Mina, I met this guy. I slow set it over, right? We're trying to build a relationship. 3 months later, profile pic, there's a newborn baby. Oh. I start asking questions. I believed it because
He had so many sisters now. How Sehamb is cut. Months later, his older sister passes away. So him lawyer, I go to the funeral to show support. When I get there, a whole baby mama is there and the baby is there and turn out to go to Mtana Owake. Your uncle too. As my wife lies as Kileka Sliza that day and never looked back.
Excuse Mona Lisa. Tolwana, hi.
Hey, good to hear you.
Kwena tulona ya tesel. Hey.
I'm gonna do it.
What lies were you told?
Keroba never achieved of Popeye. That was me, my life. So this guy we dated for like 2 years. Motu. Frequently going home every time going home. I mean, I'm thinking my brothers love his mother. Can't you know? This person is married. So now, every time hi, we are co-wife. Did I not on a Sunday afternoon get photos? Kill, tell her, hi, how are you? Do you know this person? I'm like, who are you? And she said, pictures. A whole wedding happened. But that was not the cake on the topping on this cake.
Yeah.
She's like, and FYI, if I'm what Chagunzi didn't happen, Unaliba Navaikan, Navaikib, the other two cakes, same age as mine.
Sure.
Can you imagine? Did I not die that year? Hey, much on.
And then your kids are his kids?
I have one with him. And he's got two that are the same age, almost like a few months apart. Yes.
And then when which lie did you tell?
No, I took a look at the one I'm doing.
Hey!
I can't see the perfect match.
I wanted to get out of this relationship, but next certificate was wrong, so I was gonna go on a date with someone else. I got a little bit of a phone.
Yeah.
And I was dating. I was going to go for a boat ride. Then harakutla nali mutwaka on a relay dating.
Yeah.
We were in a relationship. I broke up with the other one the following day. My date is now my husband.
Oh la ile motu for lenyalo. Hey Koki, hello.
Hello. Hello, hi.
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
What lie have you told?
No, I am an innocent child of God.
Okay,
and it's quite recent, it's mine. It's a simple lie, but with a whole huge backstory behind it.
Yeah.
That over this long weekend, I was dating this other guy.
Yeah.
He's a sambo.
Hi.
He practices and everything. I didn't mind that. No, I don't mind other people's hobbies and everything. They can do whatever they want with that time and everything. It's their shape, whatever. It doesn't affect me. So, guy stopped talking to me on Friday. So now I'm just like, okay, maybe he's busy because he does get busy. I'm put out of no gigging, whatever. I'm doing my things and I can't be around women and stuff and stuff and stuff. So fine, and then on.
So what did you find
Monday,
out?
On the story is that on Tuesday after work, when I was getting out the text, I go out and I go pick my daughter up from crèche.
Yes.
So I see him. I see him driving by. He didn't see me. I saw him, and I go get my child. And then when I'm there, he calls me and he's like, "I'm coming back from KZN. I'm going to your place." Born. I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm coming back from KZN and I was home over the weekend fixing my stuff and stuff and stuff. I left with my brother. I'm like, guy, I just saw you. I just saw you at the stop when I got off. You didn't see me, but I saw you. And he's like, no, the car is with my brother. I'm like, no, what? So if that was your brother driving your car, fine. Does he also wear your clothes? Because when you wear your traditional things, was that him also?
He's got a twin brother. Hunty, what's your problem? Who's got a twin brother?
No, I know his brother. I know his brother. So no, he can't be like that. So he tried gaslighting him, like, no, when are you crazy? This is, I'm like, no, why are you lying to me? The biggest thing I want you to know is why the lie.
All right. So have you recovered from the lie?
Why am I?
Have you recovered?
Like, no, I'm not going to stick around for that stuff like that.
Maroso, no. What happened?
No, it's too soon. I'm still looking. Oh. Are you available?
I'm giving you 2 tickets to come to Empress Palace this Sunday. All right?
Thank you.
I hope we told him what.
There, maybe.
Congratulations, Koketo, from Midrand. We're giving away tickets again. That is tomorrow. Andy as well will be giving away some more.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.